Hello, this is Aaron.
Yes, hi, it's Naftali. Just a quick question about Mary Dear. So you said that who sends it in to the supervisor? The caseworker will send it in, or we have to ask him for that, or the patient has
No,
to
it has
apply?
to go, it would go through an escalation. So if it needs to be escalated. So the caseworker called me on Monday or Tuesday. I want to say Monday. Where she had yet to review what was, she sent me an email basically stating, because there was another person I spoke to in her office that contradicted what she was saying, what was being requested. So she was requesting a certain amount of things, and the other caseworker said, well, actually, that person doesn't have to turn in that much. Like, for instance, they wanted 2010 Ford Focus and a 2010 Hyundai. She said 2010 Ford Focus doesn't matter. And because she doesn't have it, it was traded in 2018, one vehicle is exempt. So I've
Right.
never had to turn in a vehicle title or registration ever in 10 years. And I've been doing enrollment prior to Family First being erected. I've never had to do that. If there's multiple vehicles, then yes, but there isn't multiple vehicles. And that was already turned in. The other thing is she was saying there's an account ending, I think 2855 or something. She said she needs all 5 years of that. That account doesn't exist. So she said it was on an application from before. And I said, listen, well, it's wrong. It never existed. Not only did it not exist, we called the bank. She said, well, you got to get a letter from the bank saying it doesn't exist. The bank will not give a letter for an account that never existed. They can give a letter for an account that was closed, but because it
Right.
has no affiliation. So I explained all this to her. So anyway, long story short is that the person I spoke to outside of the income case, Miss Simone or whatever her name is, she broke everything down. And I told her, I said, I had her in one of my resources before. She called me back. She gave me information. Then she sent an email attaching the actual income case manager saying, here's the situation. Here's the income case manager. But when she attached an email, she saw my email that said I've been trying to reach that income case manager. She's been non-responsive, which she was until that day. So she got upset, really. You can tell through the tone of her email. And on Monday, wrote this long email about what she needed and that she spoke to you, she spoke to me at X, Y, and Z. But she got that email after I spoke with her. So anyway, she then called me on Monday, because I never responded to her. She called me on Monday and said, oh, I see you sent some stuff in after I sent this email. So the thing she's asking for, she never took in account. She needs to
Right.
review that. She needs to review the stuff because she has the, she said she needs the proof of ownership of a 2018 Hyundai. That was sent in on Friday. She called me on Monday. She never reviewed that. And also in the email I sent her with that proof was also a lengthy letter that says, we were on the phone with Truist Bank for over an hour with a representative and a supervisor. They are unable to provide any documentation for an account that never was associated with the client. So I told her in the email it must be removed, whether it was on an application or not before, it is incorrect. So whether that application
Right.
has to be redone or you have to exclude that error, you can't just say, well, she put it on. That's like me saying I own a $1 million house, and you say I need to see the deed for it. It never existed. Like I
Right.
schizophrenia. You know what I mean? So she's taking
But
that.
to say she told you that she will review it, and I guess she will, I don't know,
So
get
she
back to you
hasn't.
with.
It's right, and she hasn't gotten back to me. So I'm already guessing. I think, and just like the other person that worked in her office, she said there are some supervisors that will make people do things that. Or they'll go so by the book that they won't use common sense, and they'll ask for things that really are unnecessary, and it's called over-verification. So this Simone character may have a supervisor that has over-verification. She has everything that's needed. She has to press the button. So I got a feeling that it's probably have to go to a supervisor. Like I probably have to go above her head because
So
she
how do we
hasn't.
get it actually to the supervisor? I mean, if she, I don't know, if she's not getting back to you,
I will call the
should I
accountant.
email? Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I will call the accountant. I will call them, call Lackawanna, whatever that is, and you would like to get a number for a supervisor. I'm giving her till right end of today or tomorrow. because she said that she could review it. Now, normally, county assistant's office, especially dealing like Philadelphia, is different. Once you send stuff in, you got to give them at least 2 weeks because they're so slow. If they aren't slow, then she should be able to do it this week. So, you know, so who knows what her caseload is like. Try to give her a little bit of grace. But she responded on Monday. She should have time to review it by then. I think she's slow walking it because she was wrong.
So who was the one that responded? Christina? Christina, was it?
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. That's the income case manager. If you want to reach out to her, you can. And because I think I added you in the last email to her.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to reach out to her, you can. But she has everything.
Does she have a direct number or?
It's on her email. Whatever that email is, she said, yes, her direct number is on that email.
Okay.
We'll look so you can
that
call her directly. She never picked up. Every time I called, that's why I said that that's when I spoke to the other person. That's why I put in there that I was unable to reach. She hasn't been responsive. She didn't call me.
If they will still, you know, continue asking it, I think we can maybe write a letter of explanation of all that, and they will get it.
She has it in the email. Like, if she wants it in the Word document, so be it. That can happen, too. But there's an email. Let me see. Mary did last week. So Carolyn was the one that responded to. All right. Oh, Mary Dare case number. Okay. I got to call you back. This is my daughter's school. Yeah, I got to call you back.
Okay, we'll speak. Bye-bye. Thank you.